Clapping of hands in church. How does the clapping and shouting to the Lord, you think it's referencing all those psalms? Shout to the Lord, all the earth, clap your hands. How does it fit in with the regulative principle of worship? Doesn't the Bible command us to do that? Can you read the... Oh, you can read it. Okay, mine's kind of dim here, but... let me just say that churches have cultures, frankly, and there's no question that there's a kind of a historical background to churches that goes multi-generational, and some of it's just that. And so as you may know, we're not known for outward demonstrativeness. Mel took a picture of me at the Gospel Coalition Conference, maybe 12 years ago. I'm standing between Josh Harris and John Piper. And both of them have their hands in the air, and I'm sitting there like this in appropriate Presbyterian work. And Mel puts them on Facebook, identify the Presbyterian minister in this picture. And I'm not comfortable doing that. Why am I not comfortable? Because I was raised a certain way in a certain culture. And some of it's just that. But let me say as well, I think we should recognize that gathered regular worship in the Old Testament does seem to have, seems to have de-emphasized emotional and physical outbursts. And so we think particularly, what I particularly have in mind is the synagogue worship in the time of Jesus was a pretty non-emotional, it was focused on the reading of Scripture and of the making of prayers and the teaching of the Bible. Now, when Jesus is there, you get demons being cast out and whatnot. But I think the picture sometimes that there's this kind of ecstatic worship going on in the Old Testament is not that accurate of it. Now, you get to the New Testament, and you have the Apostle Paul, for instance, telling us all things should be done decently and in order. So if you're going to have public outbursts of emotion, do it decently and in order, but those two don't seem to me to go together that well. Acts chapter 2, I'm looking forward to preaching this, probably within several weeks, talks about the worship of the early church, and I'm having a hard time reading it. It's focused on prayer, the teaching of the apostles, and the sacraments. And so the idea of clapping and shouting doesn't really fit that. Now, in my opinion, the shout and clap passages in the Old Testament relate not so much to the regular gatherings of the assembly, the weekly church services, but rather they are more situated to the feast gatherings. That would be true of David's dancing before the Lord. If I had a dollar for every time someone has said to me, David danced before the Lord, the implication being we should have dance in our church, which we're not going to have, y'all. But that was the bringing up of the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, which is a rather unique eschatological intrusion event. And so I'm not sure that's a directly relevant example for the regular worship of God's people, which we're told is to be focused on prayer, the teaching of the word, and of the sacraments. And so I think that I didn't do an exhaustive study of it, but even a lot of those worship songs are focused on the big public gatherings. The feast day gatherings. So I'm not going to say to you, I would rule them out as relevant, but I don't think they're as relevant as one might think, as biblical precedents. Now, having said that, I'm not going to tell you can't raise your hands in the church. You're probably going to feel socially awkward when you're the only person doing so. And this has inhibited some people who are in this room. You know, it's just a Presbyterian church. When I was at 10th Pres, we had Amen Phil Buford. And Phil shouted amen several times during every sermon. And Dr. Voice would say, the good thing about Phil is he always shouts amen at the right place. So if you're going to shout amen, do it at the right place. But my main answer is that I don't think that the Old Testament references are as relevant to the weekly gathered worship as people think they are. There is an emphasis on order and, the teaching of the Word of God, the prayers and the sacraments. That's the New Testament pattern of worship. And that leads to sobriety. I'll put it that way. So I'm not condemning it, but I'm not going to endorse it either.